On Sunday, it was a referendum on migration in Hungary that drew out millions of voters who opposed the EU's efforts to relocate migrants within the country. But there were not enough of them to make the vote stick. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has suffered a defeat with his referendum, but he has still managed to show that millions of Hungarians are eager to express deep anti-migrant sentiment and boldly challenge the authority in Brussels and especially Germany's Angela Merkel. Eva Balog is founder of the Hungarian Spectrum and former professor of history at Yale. Balog left Hungary for the U.S. after the revolution in 1956. She called this a disturbing near miss for Prime Minister Orban.
Most people really think that this is not really about the so-called migrants, that is the refugees, because they don't really want to settle in Hungary. It is more a political ploy for domestic consumption. But I'm glad to report that he failed because the referendum turned out to be invalid. Only 39% of the voting population actually voted, and that wasn't enough. They needed 50% plus one vote.
Was Viktor Orban attempting to play on the fears of governance from Brussels in the same way that the Brexit voters were trying to get the voters in the UK to distance themselves from the Eurozone? And this question of migrants is the issue he chose?
Exactly, except I just heard that he spent, first of all, more money on this campaign than Brexit did. And if you take into consideration the population, 60-some million people in Great Britain and the 9-some million in Hungary, per person, he spent about €5, while the Brexit cost 0.66 euro cent. So that gives you an idea what the campaign was like. Yesterday afternoon, I decided to listen to the state television station. It is supposed to be a public television station, but it's really a government mouthpiece. I have never heard anything like it. You can't understand that whole crazy situation in Hungary without listening to that broadcasting. Constant barraging that stories like they sent a reporter to Belgrade and who talked to some of the refugees who kept saying, oh, we are expecting a failed referendum and we are ready to go to Hungary and go through the fence. This kind of talk, it was really terrible.
Does the outcome here resonate across Eastern Europe as a pushback against these nationalist xenophobic tendencies?
Well, I'm hoping so. I very much hope so. Because this is a big failure for Viktor Orban. Yes, it's a huge failure. And of course, he tries to sell it as a great victory.
Tell us, if you could, what the people in your network are saying about the lead up to this vote and what's happened since.
My readers are on the liberal side, so they were all keeping fingers crossed for the referendum to fail. But of course, on the other side, there are people who are adamant. And you mustn't forget that this whole campaign has a very strong racial undertone. And so every time Viktor Orban is reminded that about 200,000 Hungarians escaped from Hungary in 1956, he always says that's not the same thing because, you see, we were welcomed here, but we are of the same culture. And some of the Fidesz supporters, the Fidesz is the party, the government party, claim that they are actually trying to save European white civilization. So it has a very strong racial undertone to the whole campaign.
Eva, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
Eva Balog is a founder of the Hungarian Spectrum and a former professor of history at Yale University. She spoke to us from New Haven, Connecticut.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.